Genevieve Abdo is our guest here on The Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell and I were with her in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I think most of us, when we think of Egypt, think of the Sphinx and the pyramids and the Nile River. If we think beyond that, we've been blessed in some way that is quite improbable. But it would also seem to me that in addition to these very ancient structures, that the longevity of this people who have lived there a very, very long time has things to teach us. Now, maybe they are Islamic things, and maybe they're just Egyptian things. What are they?
Egyptians have a great appreciation for the present, for the moment, in a way that I really have never experienced, particularly not only in the Middle East, but of course in comparison to a Western society. They have a way of completely embracing life as it comes to them, and they have such an appreciation for whatever that life brings. Now, that's not to say they don't have aspirations. They have many aspirations. And they're very creative people, and their literature is rich, their poetry is rich. They have a very rich culture that we've all been familiar with as tourists and as foreigners who have visited Egypt for decades. And this is certainly what is so inspiring. When you land in Cairo, you feel the energy of this city. And that's what completely captured my imagination the first time I even went there, which was in 1982, actually. And I was so determined that one day I was going to live in this country because it has an energy and a very creative environment that I really haven't experienced somewhere else.
One of the challenges that you present, it's hard to work through this, thinking of democracy and thinking of the religious influence. It sounds as if the trend is toward a democratic theocracy, and that to us feels like a contradiction of terms. Is this something that we just have to watch them play out and get out of the way, or is it doomed to fail once they assume power? Do you have a sense of what Egypt, what's going to happen? I mean, that's not a fair question, but you've got a much better sense than the rest of us having been there. But more realistic, what are the challenges?
No one, of course, likes to make predictions, myself
included. Okay, it's not a prediction.
Myself included. But I think that we have to allow a country like Egypt to be in charge of its own destiny, and I think that's the most important point.
Well, we really don't have any choice. We think
we don't have it. Well, we have had a choice. Well, I mean, we have supported a government in Egypt. We give President Mubarak's government $2 billion a year of U.S. money.
But your argument is that it hadn't succeeded.
It hasn't succeeded in the ways that the United States maybe would have liked, in the sense that, as I mentioned, this whole Islamic movement has become very powerful. But I think that we have to allow... we can't forget that this whole idea of, as you mentioned, a theocracy that is also democratic. This is a new phenomenon, at least in our lifetime, in this form. And we have to be patient. We have to allow some of the countries that we're talking about to experiment and to play this out. I mean, look how long it took for democracy in our own country to form in a way that is so advanced that we're experiencing today. And I think that we place a lot of false expectations on the Islamic world. We want them to be democratic. We want them to be our friend. We want them to support Israel in a way that politically and philosophically they feel they can't do. We want them to be culturally Western. We want them to share our values. This is too much to ask of a whole part of civilization that doesn't necessarily share our value systems. And we have to be patient, and we have to allow a country like Egypt to find its own way. I can't predict the future, but I can predict that if the Islamic movement, the moderates, not the militants, the people that I wrote about, the moderates, if they're allowed to be more in control of their own destiny in Egypt, I think that we would find a better country as a result for Egyptians. Maybe not for us, but for Egyptians.
Sounds to me like you want democracy to be at work globally.
Yes, absolutely. A democracy that allows for self-expression, whatever that might be.
Genevieve, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for welcoming us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Our thanks to Genevieve Abdo for her important work presented in her recent book, No God But God, and for helping us better understand what she has seen. We also thank her husband for his gracious hospitality when we were in Cambridge. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.